Waka Kotahi is advising people in Auckland, Northland and Coromandel to consider carefully whether they need to drive this morning and to closely check conditions. Highways across the region are damaged and vulnerable from previous downpours. And the Transport Agency says commuters should monitor its Journey Planner webpage. And, of course, to our radio updates, I got the latest this morning from Waka Kotahi's Mark Owen.
Stadaway 1, the Brindirwins to Waipu remains closed. This is due to the impact of the rain and the slips through there. Also, Stadaway 16 north of Helensville is closed between West Coast Road and Kahatia Flat Road. But there is a local detour in place. But again, that can be impacted by the amount of rain we're getting. And the Coromandel Stadaway 25A, large piece of road has dropped out there, so that's closed. Stadaway 37 Waitomo was closed. There is four-wheel drive access, but again, we'd ask people to avoid that area. And Stadaway 26 Te Aroha between Pairoa and Te Aroha is closed due to flooding.
There is quite a bit of rain in Auckland at the moment. Are you concerned that there is going to again be surface flooding that is going to cause problems for motorists, particularly as we move into rush hour in the morning?
Well, I think certainly people just need to do keep an eye on the weather, be it the wind or the rain, and certainly surface flooding and debris. And when we say roads do open again, there's still probably temporary restrictions in place, and our crews have got to be out doing quite a major cleanup over a widespread area. So we just advise people to take absolute extra caution, allow extra time for their travel because things won't be as they were normally. And please just keep an eye out for those road workers who are working really hard to try and restore things back to normal.
What about slips? That is an ongoing issue. Do you have any areas of particular concern regarding slips?
Well, certainly, obviously, in the Brindirwin area, the crews will be working hard through there. But certainly, Coromandel is probably our focus. We've got that large slip. And with more rain, the ground is absolutely saturated. So, again, just advise people to check before you travel because there is a good chance with more rain, ground's already saturated. There is a risk of more slips and certainly surface flooding. So, roads could close and people just need to think of a contingency plan.
What is your general advice? I mean, are there any areas where you're actually saying to people, don't drive?
Obviously, Northland's been impacted, but it's starting to bounce back. West Waikato, sort of around that Waitomo area, still under a state of emergency. So we just advise people to be really cautious about, just check, do you need to travel? But certainly, please check before you go as to whether the routes are open. And certainly with that rain that's still forecast through the Coromandel area, there is a high risk of more road closures and down and through that Bay of Plenty area.
And you will be updating people very regularly on these potential closures?
That's right. We'd definitely advise people to go to www.journey.nzta.govt.nz. Just a reminder to keep refreshing that website too so you're getting the latest information coming through. Then obviously on social media and listening to the radio for the latest updates.